Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. An emergency meeting of the UN Security Council has overwhelmingly condemned Russia's aerial assault on Ukraine on Friday, the largest since the start of the war. Countries including the US and Britain said hitting civilian infrastructure violated the international rules of war. They said the international community should continue to support Ukraine. Olaf Skoog is the European Union's ambassador to the Council.
Russia's ongoing systematic airstrikes against civilian objects and critical infrastructure in Ukraine are unacceptable and they must stop. Such intentional attacks against civilians and civilian infrastructure add to the growing evidence of war crimes, as reported by the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine. Russia and its leadership must be held fully accountable for waging a war of aggression against Ukraine and for other most serious crimes under international law.
South Africa has asked the International Court of Justice to rule that Israel has breached international treaty obligations by carrying out what it called genocidal acts in Gaza. South Africa's application for a hearing next week also calls on the court to commit to a ceasefire. Daniel Desimoni reports from Johannesburg.
The wording of South Africa's application to the International Court of Justice is blunt. It alleges that Israel is engaging in genocidal acts against Palestinian people in Gaza in breach of the Genocide Convention, including by killing them and inflicting conditions calculated to bring about their physical destruction. South Africa wants a hearing next week where the court can consider asking for the suspension of all military activities in Gaza. Israel said it was committed to international law and acted in accordance with it.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says more than 300 people have been killed while taking refuge in UN shelters in Gaza since the war began. Israeli forces have expanded their offensive in the southern city of Khan Yunis, driving more Palestinians into Rafah, which is also being bombed. With more on the impact of the Israeli military operation, here's Shaima Khalil.
As the Israeli ground offensive deepens, Gazans are running out of safe places to go. The Israeli military has called for the evacuation of a strip of land stretching across central Gaza that includes Al Burej and An-Nusayrat camps, and told the almost 90,000 residents and 61,000 displaced people to move southwards to the town of Deir el-Balah. But it's already overcrowded, with several hundred thousand displaced people sheltering there. Many families have been using plastic sheets to shelter on patches of open ground.
The Biden administration has bypassed usual congressional scrutiny to approve the sale of nearly $150 million more tank munitions and related equipment to Israel. It's the second time this month it's used emergency provisions to replenish Israel's tank rounds. BBC News. Brazil has called for restraint and renewed dialogue in the worsening territorial dispute between Venezuela and Guyana over the oil-rich Guyanese region of Essequibo. The foreign ministry statement came after more than 5,000 extra Venezuelan troops were deployed to the Guyanese border in response to the dispatch by Britain of a warship to the coastline of its former colony. The authorities in the Tigray region in Ethiopia say it's on the verge of a humanitarian catastrophe comparable to the 1980s famine. They said a dark cloud of death was hovering over the region, Richard Hamilton reports.
A devastating civil war followed by a drought have created a desperate situation for millions of Tigrayans. Officials had previously estimated that more than 1,000 people had died of hunger in recent months. The interim administration has called on the international community and the government in Addis Ababa to intervene. But the federal authorities have denied reports of famine, saying they're supporting those affected by the drought. The UN estimates that the famine in Ethiopia in the mid-1980s killed around 1 million people.
US weather forecasters are warning of treacherous conditions along the coast of California, which is being battered by huge waves. They say the conditions, including powerful, life-threatening riptides, pose an exceptional risk of drowning. Waves, some 10 metres high, have already breached sea walls in several places in California, flooding some shoreline premises and causing some injuries. A Turkish football final, scheduled to be played in Saudi Arabia on Friday, was cancelled at the last minute amid a row with the Saudi authorities. Galatasaray and Fenerbahce were due to contest the Turkish Super Cup in Riyadh. But during the warm-up, the Saudi authorities apparently refused to allow players to wear T-shirts featuring the secular founder of modern Turkey, Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. BBC News.